more athletic than, I'm sure you guys knew about that, but is he more athletic than you think most folks would give him credit?
Well, I think he wanted to show that off a little bit too when he took off running. We were joking with him. He's an older car, but it's, you know, low mileage. You know, kept in a garage. You know, driven to church. Not a lot of mileage on it. So no, he's surprised. I mean, he's kept himself in great shape over his career, and you know, it's a credit to him. I mean, he's pretty good athlete, and he showed it today.
How do you guys? Tomorrow's the first day of pads. A, how much do coaches like it? B, how much can you tell? Like, especially obviously, you can't take tackle or hold the ground and stuff like that. But what do you get to see tomorrow? What do coaches get to see?
I mean, structure-wise, it'll be similar. There'll be an extra team period, a run emphasis, where it's just inside. There's no wide receivers. It'll be all runs, more of a mentality. It's kind of like the, you know, an offensive drill is Pascal, where there's no linemen, where the defensive drill is there's no wide. It's all runs. Like I said, it's more of a establish the mentality. We're going to be able to run the ball. We're going to have to be able to run the ball. We're going to be able to stop the run. And we feel that doing that drill every day in pads is going to be a big part of laying that groundwork and a big part of that success. So. That'll be an addition. It will be closer to the max time. The individual period could potentially be a little bit longer. But, again, we're not going to be, overdo it just because it's the first day in pads, overdo the contact. So it'll be some similar things, but we won't get into any tackling and some drills where there might be some more thumping than usual.
But do you learn more about guys than pass rushers or blockers?
Absolutely. Absolutely do, because it's as close to a real game situation as you're going to get. They're wearing everything that they're going to wear come game time, and it is difficult on an offense when you're blocking. It's just you talk about blocking surface, and once you put pads on, you see sometimes it's not as easy to get to the quarterback when there are pads on.
That run drill that you spoke of, it won't be live tackling tomorrow?
No, we'll not be live tackling tomorrow. We'll likely progress to that at some point. Also, when we install goal line and short yardage, we'll do some live work that as well.
Mike, we saw Scott Solomon get some pretty good work with the first team at that second outside linebacker spot. What are you seeing from him, and what gave you the thought to put him number one right there at the start of camp?
We'll rotate those guys. It depends on what package we'll be out there with the ones, but... he's really picked up where he left off from an effort and a mentality type standpoint. We talk about the play like a Brown attributes, and he fits them all. But what separates him this year, though, where we feel like he's even better, is that he's gone through a spring in our system. He's going to go through a training camp in our system. Whereas last year he came in and was essentially playing defenses off of cards as a scout teamer. And then we kind of had to teach him our core stuff on the fly to be able to function in the game. And just his knowledge base and experience in what we do is so much more this year. That's why we're very, very optimistic about Scott.
Mike, haven't seen any live place kicking yet. What's the reason for that scheduling?
Just again, we're still, in an acclimation period. We're going to get to the point, too, where we want it to be more pressure situations where we do two-minute. We'll always try to incorporate the kicking in it as well, manufacture some kicks there. So, and just also easing those guys in. That's tough on their legs, so we're not going to kick every day. So we're pretty much, at this point on a, one-on, one-off type period. Andy didn't kick yesterday. He punted today. So Tabes will do a good job of managing it. And we'll have a real good sense when we're done. Those guys will have plenty of reps under pressure for us to evaluate.
Jimmy, where is that Tre'Mon Williams, Justin Gilbert battle stand? I see Tre'Mon Williams with the ones.
Yeah, Tre'Mon's been with the ones. I mean, it's an experienced guy who started in the NFL, and he came in very quickly in the spring and picked up what we were doing. I think a lot of our guys are going to play, but if we had to say today that who's the starter is going to be, I would say it would be Tre'Mon.
Well, Jim O'Neill said in June that Barkevious would have to work for it if he wants to be out there on first and second down. Where do you see him right now?
I just see kind of working back into it. It's good to see him healthy, and hopefully that will be able to continue when we're in pads. I know he's been kind of snake bit with his injury history. But he's a guy that can do some different things for us. He can cover tight ends man-to-man. He's a much better space player than a lot of people give him credit for, which was a difficult transition, just being a college defensive end with his hand down all the time. He's done a nice job in that sense. And he's really starting to improve, just seeing some of the drill work as a pass rusher, but it needs to carry over to pads. He made a real nice move on Joe Thomas yesterday. But again, that's in shorts. It's got to carry over.
And what are your early impressions of Nate Orchard? How much you're looking forward to seeing him tomorrow when he can go a little more live?
Yeah, I mean, there are some guys that you just kind of reserve judgment because their game is based on their physicality. And we talk about being a good teammate and not, you know, being ultra physical on teammates and playing within the rules that the league gives us in the offseason of permissible contact. So he falls into that court category. Solomon's another one that you look very much forward to getting them in pads. But we've played him a lot out of position when we've been in shorts, just to kind of get him work at coverage, he wasn't asked to do a lot of it in college, and we're not going to ask him to do a lot of it. But while we had the opportunity in shorts, we got him that work. But his primary deal will be, you know, hand down or into 2 points, setting an edge and rushing the quarterback.
So that's just to make him more well-rounded when
yes.
you need him in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, this is Joe Thomas's 9th training camp now, and we know his record first 8. Is it a challenge at all to keep a guy like him interested at this part of the year, or is that up to the individual?
It's definitely up to the individual. I mean, Joe loves football. I mean, it's obvious he has a exuberance about him, and as you got anybody that knows him knows, he has a very dry sense of humor and applies it often as often as he can. But he's a special player. He proves it every year, and we did it last year. I mentioned it yesterday. I want to say tomorrow will be his day off. Coach Mueller said that we're going to go every 3 with them, with potentially some exceptions.
What can you do after such a good rookie year to have such a better second year?
Really, just take the next step. He's a guy that is very passionate, loves football, very competitive, very coachable. So I'd be shocked if he doesn't take a big step forward in year 2, which is saying a lot for a guy that played as well as a rookie. But he's all about football, and yeah, that to me is, you know, you're going to be successful when you fill it. You fill a roster with guys that love to play.
What do you think about Shane Wynn coming in with a crowded group of wide receivers? He's obviously small inside, but what is he
doing? Well, he fits right in with some of our other smaller guys. I was joking with Flip that we had kind of an all Smurf group out there, but no, he has shown right away that it's not too big for him. He's picked up the X's and O part of it right away. For his size, he has the skill set that you need when you do have that, when you have the lack of height, the suddenness, the ability to separate, and I'll be curious to see what happens in a live situation, what he could do when he gets the ball in his hands.
How's Billy Bendel this year? I mean, he looks physically better than maybe he had past. Obviously, he's probably looks at the numbers and the guys that you brought in, and he's going to really have to compete for the job this year.
Yeah, and I think he's had one of his better off seasons. Come back. I mean, physically, he's put on some weight, but it's been good weight. We're looking for big things, not just from him, from that whole room. I think the competition's really really going to force that room to work.
I wanted to speak to Ray Farmer in a bit, but I want to ask you: have you in your feelings of going through the first 4 weeks of the season without him? If you guys straighten up, who will be the
No, and I'll let him speak to kind of the plans if he's ready to. But I mean, we have preliminary thoughts on it, but very confident given the time of year. You're coming off a lot of the decisions already being made, so it's and whether it's it's a Bill Koharik or Morocco Brown or whatever we decide to do, just full confidence in that group. I mean, he'll be the first one to tell you that you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with, and he's got a heck of a department.
Mike, Giant had that bad drive yesterday that a lot was made of that, but it really looked like he came out here with a different resolve today and went out there and had several nice series. Can you talk about kind of how he rebounded, and did anybody challenge him after that?
No, and that was a, it was a practice in shorts where you're just trying to execute one play at a time. So I don't want to make, you know, too much gets made, and he had a bad series of plays. I mean, you know, he came out here today to, like any other day, wanted to work to get better, took it one play at a time.